are talking about the newly formed Wisconsin Paper Caucus on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is the top paper producer in the nation. We produce around 5.3 million tons each year, and that's according to the most recent data from the DNR. But paper is facing economic headwinds, which the Wisconsin Paper Caucus plans to address. Do you work in our state's paper industry? What do you want people to appreciate or consider about what the industry contributes to the economy? What issues do you want the Paper Caucus to focus on? We're at 800-642-1234. Scott Suter is the president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, which represents the state's paper mills and papermaking industry. He was formerly the Republican majority leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly, representing the 69th District for 14 years until 2013. Scott, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thanks for having me so much.
So last Tuesday, it was announced that the Wisconsin Paper Caucus had been created. Can you tell us about what this caucus is and what it will accomplish?
Sure. The Wisconsin Paper Caucus, it's a bipartisan, informal group. It's open to all members of the Wisconsin legislature. In fact, we have a representative that's been named by Governor Evers' administration to be part of this bipartisan caucus as well. We're also going to include thought leaders from throughout Wisconsin. So really, it's not a standing committee of the legislature, but it is an informal group that's going to meet from time to time, talk about papermaking issues, talk about the papermaking industry, but also work together. Its mission is to inform and educate policymakers and the public about the importance of papermaking and to formulate good policy ideas and construct those ideas to present to policymakers across the board. So it's really going to talk about, you know, the highlight, the history, the diversity, and the positive environmental contributions of the entire industry. So it's an educational tool, but it's also a way for policymakers to get together with thought leaders and discuss the industry and discuss the challenges, but also the opportunities as well.
Is this caucus the first of its kind, or have other administrations formed these working groups?
Well, the Wisconsin Paper Council had formulated a Wisconsin Paper Caucus a number of years ago, about 5-6 years ago, but it really didn't take off, and the structure was a bit different. So this really is the first of its kind in terms of the Wisconsin Paper Caucus in Wisconsin. There is a Congressional Paper Caucus. Folks like Congressman Mark Pocan and Senator Tammy Baldwin are members of that Congressional Caucus. It's a little more structured in terms of being strictly legislative than our Wisconsin Caucus. We're a little more diverse in our structure, but this really is the first of its kind in terms of the industry having a caucus that includes policymakers.
And your council, the Wisconsin Paper Council, had advocated for creating this informal working group. What hand did the council have in actually creating it, and who is going to be on it, and how will it, you know, be involved going forward?
Sure. Well, we have a number of legislators that are very interested in the industry. Some represent some of our members and some don't. But we work together with both sides of the aisle to determine and they determine themselves whom should lead the council, who is most interested. And again, this is informal. These are not going to be permanent structural leaders in terms of who is going to lead the caucus. But for now, the chairs, this is bipartisan. The chair and vice chair in the state assembly, the chair is State Representative Scott Krug. The vice chair is State Representative Katrina Shanklin, very strong supporters of the industry. And in the state Senate, State Senator Tom Tiffany, and the vice chair is State Senator Janet Buley. So we have good representation from throughout the state. Also, I should mention that the Wisconsin Paper Caucus's gubernatorial designee is Mr. Hank Newell. He's from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. He's actually the treasurer now of WEDC. We're very, very pleased to have that type of bipartisan representation. So we didn't pick the leaders, but we work with them and certainly going to work with them in terms of what opportunities and what meetings we have and work together to formulate a good agenda for the future.
Talking with Scott Suter, president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, which represents the state's paper mills and papermaking industry. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you work in Wisconsin's paper industry? What do you want people to think about or consider about the industry and its contribution to our state economy? Are you glad that the legislature is getting a paper caucus going? And was it a long time coming? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Dave now, joining us from Stanley. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind about the caucus?
Well, I mean, do people use paper anymore? It seems like everything's online and digital and everything. So why are we setting up something like this for a material that's not used anymore or is not going to be used anymore?
How is paper used in our lives?
Well, you'd be surprised. Thank you for your question, Dave. Actually, if you look, Wisconsin's the number one paper-making producer in the entire nation. And a lot of people don't know that. It's part of the reason that the Wisconsin Paper Caucus is going to invest in terms of its educational outreach. But there's a wide diversity of paper products made in Wisconsin. I mean, if you look at the specialty products manufactured right here in Wisconsin, look at microwave popcorn bags, receipts at gas stations, lottery tickets, beer and wine labels, adult diapers, and liners for advanced composites used in aviation, in the defense industry. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's not simply white paper. And while white paper may be on the decline because of electronic usage, certainly specialty products are on the increase. Look at Amazon. Look at the box board. Look at the brown paper. There's been an expansion, actually, in the industry, a $500 million expansion at Green Bay Packaging. There's been a $189 million expansion at ND Paper out of Buren. Paper is in every facet of our lives. And just the coffee that you're going to probably pick up at a Starbucks or a coffee shop, that's paper. Folks are moving from plastic straws to paper straws. Paper really does introduce itself into almost every facet of our lives. So it's not just white paper, and this is a strong, strong industry that has many specialty products that I'd love to go through. We just don't have enough time to go through them all.
Dave, thanks for the call. Let's go to Steve now, joining us from Madison. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Say, I was listening earlier today, you talk about manufacturing, and I was just curious, how many jobs does the paper industry produce in Wisconsin? I know it's enormous, but, talking earlier on the show about manufacturing, I mean, is it 10,000, 20,000? How many jobs does paper either directly or indirectly employ in Wisconsin?
Well, thanks for your call. Thanks for your question, Steve. If you look at overall employment, and this is from figures from 2018, the most recent data that we have, total employment throughout the entire industry, including forestry and wood products, pulp and paper, is about 55,000 people. So those are very good paying jobs. That's in the state of Wisconsin. Annual payroll income for those jobs is well over $3 billion, about $3.4 billion. But if you look specifically, pulp and paper, there's about 31,000 jobs in Wisconsin, good family-supporting jobs. Wood products alone, 19,000. Forestry and logging, about 6,000. So, the number of manufacturing facilities all throughout the state totals about 240. And again, this involves tax money as well, tax payments, $214 million per year. So it's a strong facet of our economy, a very large number of good-paying jobs that do support families throughout our state, and it's a very important industry.
Talking about the newly formed bipartisan Wisconsin Paper Caucus with Scott Suter as our guide. He's president of the Wisconsin Paper Council. The caucus is a bipartisan group working on policy that would benefit the state's paper manufacturing industry. What legislation do you hope to see the Paper Caucus draft? Or do you think we should be investing in other industries, perhaps here in Wisconsin, not paper? Do you live in a mill town? What is on your mind about paper jobs? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. We're talking about how a group of bipartisan lawmakers, stakeholders, have formed the Wisconsin Paper Caucus. They're working on policy that would benefit and promote the state's paper industry. According to the DNR, the industry has about 31,000 workers, making the state the number one producer in the nation. Thousands of jobs are closely linked to papermaking here, including pulp, papermaking machines, printing industries. Do you work in the industry? What do you want people to know about paper's economic impact on Wisconsin? We're at 800-642-1234. Scott Suter stays with us. He's president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, which represents the state's paper mills and papermaking industry, formerly the Republican majority leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly. Scott, the paper industry has certainly faced challenges in recent years due to a reduced demand for paper products and, you know, largely due to electronics and competition from overseas. How is our paper industry working to overcome those challenges?
Sure. Well, actually, there's been a resurgence in the industry. And while the industry certainly has met and experienced those challenges, it's meeting those challenges by moving into specialty products. And there's a great deal of research and development that continues to go on worldwide. And Wisconsin helps lead that effort. You know, if you look at specialty products that I mentioned previously, you know, the folks that are in the papermaking industry throughout the state are constantly looking at new ways to utilize fiber, looking at ways to utilize it's not just paper anymore. It's all of these specialty products that I mentioned. If you look at, you know, the film that is on a new TV that you buy, that you sort of take off, that protects it, that's a paper product. There are all types of new developments and new research that is going on that's, you know, really helping with the resurgence in the industry. The increases in terms of investment that I mentioned before, the $500 million that Green Bay Packaging is reinvesting, and the $189 million that ND Paper is reinvesting. You know, the success story of Midwest Paper Group, the resurgence there, that is really a heart-wrenching story that is a success story. And that's because of the new developments. It's because of pivoting toward what works in the industry. It's because, you know, folks are utilizing boxboard more than ever. And while white paper may be on a slight decline, other specialty products are on the increase. So it really is, it's a very good year. There's been an increase in jobs as a result. And that's good for Wisconsin. It's good for our taxpayers. It's certainly good for the industry. And Wisconsin continues to be, you know, the number one paper producer in the entire United States. We intend to stay there. And thanks to those investments, I think we're in really good shape for the future. But, you know, we want people to know. And, you know, I know the Wisconsin Paper Caucus, part of its mission is to educate about all of these products, all of the opportunities, and to keep this industry alive and well in the future by making good policy decisions.
Let's bring in Vern now, joining us from Boyd. Vern, hi. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, like I said, I used to work for the Milwaukee Journal when it was a big newspaper. They had between 300 and 400 pages in there on a Sunday. It was an immense amount of waste of lumber, so to speak, because we use our virgin timber. Now they're cutting all the small trees down. They're not replanting. And like Pope and Talbot, they left a huge amount of waste in Eau Claire there. And I could say more about Green Bay, but I won't get into where their waste went.
Well, let's talk about pollution here for a moment. Vern is bringing up pollution and using wood pulp from old forests and not exactly recycled content. So how is the paper industry broaching pollution?
Well, actually, the papermaking industry is very advanced in terms of the environmental initiatives, in terms of its commitment not only to protecting environmental quality, whether it's water quality or air quality, but it's also, look, this is a sustainable resource that we utilize, and part of this is management. So managing those forests, managing the trees, managing that renewable resource is very, very important. And, you know, the forestry industry itself, it produces and provides, you know, more than 64,000 family-supporting jobs and has an output of about $24 billion. But more importantly, you know, we make certain as paper producers working with foresters that the resource is managed properly, but also that, you know, we need a continual supply of that pulp and those forest products to make paper. And the management is the important part, and the papermaking industry does a fantastic job of managing and working in conjunction with great organizations like Trees for Tomorrow, like the Great Lakes Timber Producers Association. You know, working with other forestry organizations, we make certain that resource is managed properly, and also that, you know, the water and air quality is state of the art. Following rules and regulations, but even exceeding those rules and regulations is very important for the industry.
Let's look at discharge for a moment. More than two decades of legal fights came to an end last week when a judge signed off on an agreement that will require three paper companies to pay the rest of the Fox River PCB cleanup. And those toxic PCBs were used in making carbonless copy paper in the 50s and 60s. They were spread through wastewater discharges. How are companies in Wisconsin dealing with this legacy pollution?
Sure. Well, it's a new industry. I mean, that the paper mills throughout the state do follow all the rules and regulations that not only the EPA sets but the Wisconsin DNR sets. So, you know, what happened in the past is something that the papermaking industry has dealt with. But right now, you know, it is environmental quality is incredibly important to the companies that we represent, and it's also important to the entire industry. And so, you know, the quality of the water and the air that is utilized by our papermaking and our paper mills is really, like I said, state of the art. And we actually are leaders in making certain that air and water quality is top notch here in Wisconsin. So we are leading the industry in utilizing every type of environmental resource and the latest technology to make sure that our water is clean and our air is breathable for everyone.
Let's go to Stacy now in Rhinelander. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Good morning.
What's on your mind?
I work closely with the forestry sector here in the Northwoods, and my question is, Scott, how can I get involved with the Wisconsin Paper Caucus?
Well, that's a great question, Stacy. Like I said before, we're trying to include a wide diversity of individuals and organizations and stakeholders. We are happy to take a look at individuals that want to get involved in the Wisconsin Paper Caucus. Like I said, we're including thought leaders and folks like yourselves that have an interest in the industry and have experience working in the industry. We'd love to find ways to include you in the Wisconsin Paper Caucus. It's not just for legislators and regulators. It's for stakeholders and thought leaders as well. We have a big tent with this organization, and while I don't choose who gets to be part of it, we certainly have input in that, and we're happy to be as inclusive as possible. So give us a call. We're happy to work with you, and the more the merrier in this endeavor.
Well, Kathy from Hudson called in to ask if the industry will be considering hemp, which can also be used to make paper. Do you see an opportunity there?
There might be. I had this question from Senator Lena Taylor the other day as well. And I know that Senator Patrick Teston has worked hard on this issue and has asked this question just the other day. I don't have the answer for that, but we are happy to work with industry leaders and we work with experts in the industry to see if that's a viable option for the industry. It may be. I'm not a hemp expert, but, you know, we're going to ask those questions and see if, you know, we're looking at all types of resource and resource development for the industry. This may be something that might work for the future.
Well, in December, former Governor Scott Walker reached a $28 million deal with Kimberly-Clark to keep its Fox Crossing plant open. In January, it told Governor Evers it would be moving forward on plans to close a smaller facility in Neenah. That said, do you think that subsidies are the answer in terms of how we can best support the paper industry right now?
You know, what we'd like for the Wisconsin Paper Council is for regulators and policymakers and leaders to take a look at the industry as a whole. And you know, subsidies may not be the answer, but what we would like is for regulators to take a look at the papermaking industry, the importance of the industry, and work with our council to determine what would work for the entire industry. You know, it's a very competitive industry, but our trade association is making certain that we do what's right for the entire industry. And working with policymakers like Hank Newell and Governor Evers and, you know, the Republicans and Democrats in the legislature, I think we can do that. But we don't want to do it necessarily company by company. We'd like something that works for the entire industry as a whole so we can move forward, you know, as a team.
Scott, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Scott Suter is president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, which represents the state's paper mills and papermaking industry. He was previously the Republican majority leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly. And we've been talking about the newly formed bipartisan legislative working group to develop policies that benefit the state's paper industry. Coming up, it's news. Then the State Capitol Report continues with a roundup from the Capitol and WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White guiding us through the developments. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.